Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is planning for the future of Lake Red Rock, and they want our help. Let's go in-depth with Jennifer Cruz and Sherry Dewey with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Knoxville. So, Jennifer, you want public comment on the Lake Red Rock Master Plan. What's the Master Plan all about?
Well, the Master Plan is a document that helps us plan out the next 25 years for recreation, environmental stewardship here at Lake Red Rock, and it lines out the goals. And you know, we're really excited about updating it. It's more than 30 years old now, so we're inviting people to come out and see what the concepts. We've just come up with some preliminary concepts for them to look at and provide comment and input. And the first session will be Tuesday, December 11th. At the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum from noon to 8 o'clock. You can come anytime between those hours and view what we have. And then on Wednesday, December 12th, from 9 to 1 o'clock, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., at Central College's Graham Annex Building, we'll be there again. You can come anytime between those hours.
Well, Sherry, you've been really interested in public input on this. It's been, what, a year ago or more that you asked for the public to come up with ideas?
Yes, we've been trying to get as much public input as possible because obviously, like Jennifer said, this is going to have a long-term impact on Lake Red Rock and future development and the environmental programs. And so about a year ago, we asked for input through the Lake Association website. We also went out to a number of groups, talked about the master plan and ask a series of questions, trying to gather some input and get some thoughts. We also talked to individuals in our recreation areas. And then based on some of the concepts that started floating to the top in those meetings, for instance, maybe a concept on expanding a horse trail, then we started getting focus groups together to help develop those concepts to a point where we could put them out at this public meeting and get general public reaction to those.
You mentioned the horse trail. What other highlights of the plan are there, Jennifer?
There's a variety of recreational and environmental stewardship, again, topics, everything from trying to get rid of invasive species in important areas of environmental concern to you know, doing some real low impact recreational, maybe expansion sometimes, just kind of tweaking some different things. So it's just, you know, it really is something that's going to be interesting for people to look at, the different concepts we have. They are available online for kind of a preview at our website, which is www.lakeredrock.org. And you can give comment on there if you can't make it to the public meetings too. So
more in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Lake Red Rock Master Plan planning with Jennifer Cruz and Sherry Dewey with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. So it's mainly as a recreational facility that the plan addresses the recreational components of the dam, or are there other kinds of components too, you know, in terms of water reservoir storage and outflow?
Yeah, this master plan for the project guides the recreation and the environmental programs. It's a land management type plan. What you're referring to for water management is in the regulation plan. We are not addressing that at this time. Obviously, water management might impact how you could develop recreation facilities or what you might be able to do on the land, whether that land floods or not. But this plan just looks at development of recreation. if land is set aside for more of a conservation environmental purpose, but it does not look at water regulation aspects of the project.
Okay, so a lot of it is on quality of life issues for those of us that live here and for people that visit?
Sure, yep. Again, I mentioned before, you know, some of our important natural resource areas, we're trying to get rid of invasive species so we can maintain our native species, prairies and woodlands and that kind of thing. So it maintains that aesthetic that people are used to seeing around the lake, and so we don't lose those important habitats. And then also the recreational aspect that impacts the whole county in a variety of ways, economically and, like you're saying, quality of life.
Yeah, and the quality of life, the things that we enjoy around the lake are also things that bring in the tourists and,
right,
and help drive the county economy.
Yep.
Maintaining native species, that sounds like a great concept, but sounds sort of hard. Those plants sort of, and animals sort of do what they want to do, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a constant battle that we've been kind of starting to do the last few years and incorporating into this master plan.
So. And it's just plants.
The whole kind of ecosystem. Yeah, you know, the invasive species come in and there may be plants, but the wildlife may be actually making them move around more. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's a lot of things at play that you have to look at the whole picture, I guess, before you can really manage the site.
Well, what's the main invasive species that you're trying to keep out?
Well, I guess I'd like to hold some of those thoughts and encourage people to come to the public meetings. We have a number of different presentation boards that'll be set up around the room, and we'll have a number of people that are able to talk directly with people about all the different concepts. And so I'd really like people to come out, give us their input, and really take an opportunity to look at that, because there's just a lot of, I think, very exciting things about the potential of concepts. We received just great public input, and there were a number of them that really did float to the top that people were concerned about, from something that might sound as simple as wayfinding. But how do people find their way the best to Lake Red Rock, all the way from all the decision points from Des Moines or other highways that they might be coming from? And so we've put together some concepts, again, with focus groups to try to flesh out that concept and how that might look in a master plan. Invasive species is one of them that a lot of people were very, very concerned about. And then we're trying to look at connections of people back to the environment in the master plan. So how do we get more people involved directly with the natural resources so that in the end, people value those resources and can really enjoy them for future generations? So there's a lot of fun stuff to come and look at, a lot of things to give comment on. People may or may not agree with those concepts, and that's what we really want to hear. We have not written the master plan yet. We're definitely at a concept phase. We definitely want input, and if you don't agree with them, that's what we'd like to hear.
So you don't want to go into any detail about it today because it's not anything the Corps is presenting. It's something the people are presenting, and the Corps is working with the different concepts. So it's still a work in progress.
Absolutely.
All right, and so we have a chance to help create that.
Exactly, yes. And that's why we need people to come out and help us with that.
This is a chance for the public to provide input on the next 25 years of environmental stewardship and recreation at Lake Red Rock. That's what it comes down to.
Well, so it's sort of like if I don't participate, it's like if you don't vote in the election, you don't get to complain. Is that right?
Well, that is, yes, that's how America works.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Lake Red Rock Master Plan planning with Juniper Cruz and Sherry Dewey with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. You really want it driven by the public?
Yes, we do. Obviously, in the end, there's decisions that have to be made, and not everyone will be in agreement. We're already seeing that. you know, not everyone's in agreement on how a particular piece of ground should be used or, you know, exactly, you know, what the priorities should be. But we want to have as much input as possible so that we can arrive at good decisions that help to balance out the best possible, both for the environment and for the recreation needs.
So if I want to put in a speedboat raceway or something, there's probably going to be some pushback on that.
If that's what you want, I'd like to hear it.
Okay, well, that's interesting. All right, so it's pretty much wide open so far with
based with concepts. Yeah, we've got concepts proposed, and so yeah. But if somebody comes up with something we didn't think of, you know, we're going to entertain that idea.
Now, I've been to Corps of Engineers presentations before where you have all these boards with posters and everything, and then it's a real interactive process. Is mm-hmm. this going to be the same thing?
Yes.
We'll have a number of people there that can talk individually with people that come to the open house. And so there won't be a single time where you have to come and hear a presentation. Those boards will be there throughout the time periods that Juniper mentioned. And we'll talk to you as long as you want to about the various concepts that are presented. And then there'll also be an opportunity to write down comments or, like Juniper said, go to the website and actually give additional input after the open house if you want to go home and think about it for a while.
Okay, so I'm not going to be sitting at the back of a room listening to a long PowerPoint presentation. It's all interactive.
Kind
Correct.
Of an open house feel. Yep.
Okay, that's cool. And so on the people that will be presenting, who are they? What groups do they represent? Are they all Corps personnel or what?
Primarily, we'll have the Corps of Engineers there, but also there will be some individuals that have been involved in some of the focus group meetings that do plan on attending at least part of the open houses. So if there's questions on the concepts that they've been working on, they can directly present their views on it.
Now, you say the last plan was created 30 years ago. Is that right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And so looking at it, did they do a pretty good job 30 years ago?
Yeah, they actually did. And looking at the goals, a lot of them were recreation development oriented because at that time Lake Red Rock virtually had no recreation development or minimal. And so most of what you see around Lake Red Rock today in the way of recreation development was actually visioned in that original master plan pretty closely. The other thing is it did talk about increasing the Canada goose population because at the time, you know, they were virtually non-existent, and that was a strong goal. And obviously, we've done a great job with that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm old enough to remember when there weren't, when you never saw that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, good work on that one. You can pull back a little bit, you know, I think. But there are probably other species that we probably want to encourage continued.
Yes, and I think in this master plan where a lot of people are focusing is not as much maybe on, you know, one particular species to increase, but more making sure that the habitat situations are set up that create healthy ecosystems. And so it really benefits a wide variety of wildlife and encourages those native species or native animals, but maybe not targeting a specific animal like was done in the original master plan.
And so you want 30 years from now people to look back and say that you did a good job here at the Corps and the public did a good job.
Yes, I think that would be everyone's goal, that at the end of 25, 30 years, we can feel real good about what was planned and what was created as a result of that.
I bet there's still some of those people that worked on that original plan kicking around, aren't there?
Yes, there actually are. In fact, a couple of them probably just retired out of the Corps and were involved not only in the original master plan, but in some of the engineering for the recreation areas and other individuals within the DNR and other agencies and the public. We've actually had conversations with people now that do remember some of the original master planning.
And so that was an important piece of Marion County history, that creation of that, because of what we have now is based upon that.
Yes, uh-huh. Yep.
Is there any goals to try to, the quality of life is, it's easily apparent what the lake adds to our quality of life. But is there any plans on creating even more of an attraction that it is so that people come from Des Moines or the Quad Cities or somewhere to see it as more of a destination for them to, even more than it is?
I would say that some of the concepts that are out there and that focus groups have been working on are very much looking at it from the standpoint of creating regional attractions within their focus areas. And so just to throw out a few teasers there, things like regional archery type range or events, regional scale horse trails, perhaps regional scale soft trails or mountain bike trails, regional scope with water trails. So yes, I think people are really wanting to not only have the recreation here, but really create a showcase that encourages tourism.
On multiple levels,
correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Now, Jennifer, when again are these meetings for folks?
Okay, so you can come Tuesday, December 11th from noon to 8 p.m. In Knoxville at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, or Wednesday morning, December 12th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Central College's Graham Annex building.
So you're letting us all get a chance to shape the future of the lake.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, this is their opportunity to give input on the next 25 years of the lake. And so, you know, if they're passionate about the lake or if they're not, come and see what we have. They might get passionate or they might get even more passionate about the lake. And so we really want them to come and see what we've come up with. We've got some pretty cool ideas, I think, and they may be pleasantly surprised.
Thanks to Jennifer Cruz and Sherry Dewey for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.